I love going to the movies in the other realm. You get to see next year's blockbusters before they're even made.
Those poor mortal actors, they actually think they have free will.
Ow! What is going on? That's what it feels like to be a mime.
That's odd. Clausus never refused entry to anyone before. Well, we'll have to figure it out after the movie.
What? You're just gonna leave me here?
Sorry, Aunt Hilda. We're late. Well, at least we won't have to sit through the whole movie listening to you say, "Now, which one is he?"
Oh, this is so unfair.
So, looks like it's just you and me.
Want to do each other's hair?
Take that as a no.
I think my dinosaur is double parked. Oh, Salem. You must be up early for your paper route. Can I zap you something to eat?
Good idea. You know, I've always felt breakfast is the most important meal of the morning.
You know what we never have in this house?
Possum.
No. Pancakes.
Pancakes for breakfast? You're mad.
Pancakes?
No. You know, the whole fork up to my mouth thing implied I was going to eat those.
No pancakes, not in this house, not ever.
What are we, fanatic waffle people?
You mustn't ever eat pancakes. No one in our family can eat them. It's a family secret.
The family secret?
Just a family secret. Not being able to eat pancakes is one of the darker and more frightening secrets.
Wow, makes the whole Prince of Tides secret seem tame.
Those Gelmans have a terrible weakness for pancakes. One bite and you won't be able to stop.
I can quit any time I want.
Not effective because he's not family, but we're deadly serious about you, Sabrina.
Oh, no, are we about to have the parent-child pancake talk?
We should have told you this a long time ago. One bite of pancakes and you'll be hooked for life.
It's almost as shameful as being hooked on phonics.
Well, maybe it won't affect me because I'm half mortal.
We can't take that risk. Because our feelings for Sabrina really matter, here's a spell to prevent the aforementioned Sabrina from conjuring pancake battle.
Well, what am I supposed to do for breakfast?
Try a poached egg.
This is ridiculous. Whoever heard of being addicted to pancakes?
Haven't you learned by now to believe what your aunts tell you, no matter how silly it sounds?
But they look so syrupy good, one teensy bite can't possibly hurt.
Sabrina, no. Sabrina!
There. I ate pancakes, and I don't feel one bit addicted. I knew my aunts were overreacting.
Just to save her from herself, I better destroy the rest of these.
Hey, what you eating?
Pancake.
Can I have some?
Normally I would, but this may be the only hot breakfast I get this week. My mom's not really into cooking much since she got pregnant. She pretty much spends her whole morning barfing and yelling at my dad.
Come on, just one little bite.
Since when did you become such a pancake fiend?
I'm not a fiend.
Ew. They say she keeps all her belongings in a shopping cart.
My aunts did this to me. They put weird thoughts in my head. I am not getting hooked on pancakes. Hey! What's in there? French toast. Move along.
I can't find anything wrong with the linen closet. Except that musty grandmothery smell. But that came with the house.
Well, then why am I the only one it refuses to transport to the other realm?
You don't still have that plate in your head, do you?
I think it's that plate in my head.
Have you done or said anything lately that might have angered the witch's council?
Of course not. I've been an absolute peach. Or perhaps I've done something.
Andrew's witch immigration.
Immigration?
Well, you've obviously made a gigantic mistake. My sister and I have lived here for over 200 years.
Well, we had a report that someone in this house has been living in the mortal realm. Illegally, without filling out the proper paperwork.
Paperwork? Offer him a bribe.
You don't have to run an FIT. That's a field immigration test. Read this sentence aloud, please.
Fine. We went out and about again and again in our Ford Falcon.
You're next.
I've got nothing to hide. We went oot and a boot again and again in our fared falcon.
Arrest her.
What? Those results were completely inconclusive, eh?
Hilda, you never filled out your paperwork to live in this realm?
It was 200 years ago. I was busy chopping wood and trying to keep Ben Franklin's hands off me.
Where are you taking her?
Back to the northern sector of the other realm, where she came from.
Hilda, I'll FedEx you your cap with the ear flaps.
Stop trying to lick my hands. There's no syrup on them.
Okay. Today I'd like to spend some time making a list of possible ways to raise money for this year's prom. Anyone? Anyone at all?
Last year I wrote, produced, and modeled in a fabulous fashion show.
Didn't that lose $600?
So, I got to keep my wardrobe.
We could raffle off a Cadillac.
Do you know someone who has one?
No, I'm just an idea man.
I'm in the mood for pancakes, are you holding?
Sabrina, you usually have good ideas. What sort of a fundraiser would you suggest?
Pancakes!
Are you suggesting we have a pancake breakfast to raise money?
No, I wouldn't want to have breakfast with those soft, flaky, fluffy, buttery melt in your mouth. Do you have any?
I think it's a charming idea. A pancake breakfast it is. Sabrina, you're drooling.
Hilda?
Zelda, can you hear me? You've got to get me out of here.
Are you all right? Is it just awful?
Well, somebody just traded me for some badger pelts. So, in answer to your question, yes, it is awful. Don't you mind? I'm trying to have a conversation here. All right, where were we? Oh, yeah. Help!
Don't worry. I'll think of something.
Okay, Frenchie. That's it. You're out of here.
There's got to be something in this house that tastes like pancakes. Oh, maple cured ham. That stupid thing just tastes like ham.
Hello, Sabrina.
Oh, home from school. Felt like a snack. Maybe fruit.
Oh, we've got to fill out all these forms or your Aunt Hilda will be trapped in the other realm forever. Which I know has its upside, but she is my sister after all. Honey, are you all right? Your hand is shaking.
I don't think so. Maybe your eyes are shaking. Okay. I know I can just sit here, watch TV, and not think about pancakes.
Maddox, you've broken every rule in the book. You can't eat pancakes during a high-speed chase.
Rommel's dilemma came down to one agonizing choice. Hitler or pancakes.
Hello, you're on Loveline.
I like pancakes!
Geez, I'm the only cat I know who has insomnia. Maybe it's that 22-hour nap I took today. Is that a light I see in the kitchen? Sabrina! You're making pancakes, aren't you? You're hooked! You're a flapjack fiend!
No, I'm not! I'm not! Yes, I am! I'm hooked! And you know, there's a big pancake breakfast tomorrow at school, and everyone's gonna know my shameful secret! You've gotta help me!
I'll help you through this, Sabrina. There's no problem you and I can't solve together. Except maybe world hunger. And war and global warming, and maybe we can't solve this problem. Okay. We can brew up a syrup that'll make you hate the taste of pancakes. You can take it with you to school and pour it on before you take that first bite. It'll taste so bad.
Quit flapping your lip, cat. Give me the first ingredient.
Pressing on my Adam's apple.
Oyster juice. Great. Now, this time, in the beaker.
You brought your own syrup.
Yeah, I'm germphobic.
Me too. I brought gloves.
Hey, I saved you a seat, and I got you an extra big stack.
I'm just gonna have a bite.
Yesterday, they were all you could talk about.
Oh, so a woman should be seen and not heard? Is that it?
Okay. Is that Twitch new?
Hey, Sabrina. This one fell on the floor. I thought you might like it.
Okay. What's the catch?
Ew, squared.
I'm just gonna put my syrup on these and then
My syrup. Where's my syrup? No! Wait!
I gotta get out of here.
Oh, these taste awful. My syrup. Just one bite. Hey, they're not awful. They're delicious.
They're blueberry. I don't like blueberry.
Oh, no. More! I need more! What are y'all sitting there for? I need pancakes! Nobody noticed that.
Finally, I have filled out the last of Hilda's immigration papers. Emergency. Please rush. Now to get them to the other realm.
Why do you still use the Pony Express?
I got a coupon 150 years ago.
He could have at least cleaned up after his horse. There are wood shavings everywhere.
He's fast. I was worried you wouldn't make it through Comanche country. Thank you for filing your request for a change in immigration status. Please expect a response within 5 to 10 working years. Years!
Ooh, that's too bad. I am really gonna miss, Helga?
I can't wait years to get Hilda out of that frozen purgatory. If I want my sister back, I'm gonna have to take matters into my own hands.
You're gonna form your own ragtag band of commandos?
It's Hilda! Help!
Sabrina?
I think I'm retaining water. Or syrup.
Oh, dear. I think I know what's happened here. Let's get you inside.
Suck it in!
I am!
How many pancakes did you eat?
I don't know. I lost count after the first 500.
You know, there's a bright future for this girl in professional wrestling.
Salem, that was totally uncalled for. Sabrina, you're crushing my foot.
You should have listened to your aunts. But I realize that young people sometimes think they know more than their elders.
Kids.
The first thing to do is to get you back to normal size.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Brickman. I'm cured. Sabrina! It's a crepe!
You have to go cold turkey. I know it's hard. When I gave up red meat, I was ready to kill. But I had to. It's the old ticker.
Fine, I'll start my recovery right now. I hear there's a 12-step meeting at Howard Johnson. Well, how long do I have to stay in here?
It may take a few hours, it may take a few days, but there's no other way to beat this thing.
Couldn't this be one of those things we just accept?
I mean, I'll be back as soon as I can. I've got to go to the other realm to rescue Hilda. But Salem, if there's an emergency, you know where to call, right?
The money store? Yes, I have your pager number.
Oh, don't worry. I went through the same pancake detox years ago. You'll get through it. Just remember, it's times like these that build character.
I don't want character. I want pancakes! Keep busy. That'll make the time go by.
Kids. Sure could use a mama.
Hilda! Hilda! Please tell me you have my citizenship papers. At midnight, it's crazy Klondike bride days.
No, I'm gonna sneak you across the border. It's our only hope.
Are you sure? It's so dangerous. We could get lost in the storm and freeze to death. We could be eaten by bears.
Not if you use my wife, you won't.
Oh, come on, Zelda, mush!
Blueberry.
Thank you.
gotta get me out of here.
Hey, Sabrina! Hungry? Me!
Who are you?
Why, I'm Mrs. Mapleton. I'm the syrup dispenser of your dreams.
What are you doing here? What do you want?
I'm here to help you, dear.
Can you get me out of this room?
Of course. We'll go someplace where you'll feel safe and happy. Take hold of my handle. Oh, sorry if it's a little sticky.
How can I be sure I can trust you? I mean, after all, you are a giant syrup dispenser.
So, I guess that means I'm not a good person. Come on.
Where are we?
We're at the International Pancake House.
Great, now that I'm trying to kick pancakes, good place to take me.
Everyone's here because they love pancakes, just like you do.
But I don't want to be hooked on pancakes. I forgot about my friends. I forgot about my family. All I could think about was getting more pancakes, eating more pancakes, the butter, the syrup. Maybe I'll just have one little step.
There's nothing wrong with liking pancakes. Why should you have to suffer and spend your whole life craving something you can't have?
But if I stay here, I'll never see my aunts or my friends again.
Friends hurt you. Friends cancel plans. Pancakes don't. They smell delicious. Why not take just one little bite?
Well, since the fork is here.
Oh, there it is. The border to the mortal realm.
Oh, we've made it.
Freeze.
Oh, like we could do anything else in this weather.
Where do you think you're going?
To the mortal realm, to our home.
So we'll be on our way, and you can get back to chasing Snidely Whiplash.
Before I let you go, I have to ask you a few questions about the mortal realm to prove you live there. Standard procedure.
Fire away. I do have 3 PhDs.
Well, what are the names of the Hansen brothers?
Pooh.
Isaac, Zachary, and Taylor.
What actor from Marcus Welby just married Barbara Streisand?
Oh, Robert Young. James Brolin.
Sports. Who's the
Michael Jordan.
Correct, you can go. Oh, not you.
But
you didn't answer one question. There's no way you live in the mortal realm.
But I do. I know who wrote Pride and Prejudice. I know who discovered the uranium isotope.
Nobody in the mortal realm knows those things.
Hilda! I'll help you sell them. Go back to the bar and wait for me. You'll be okay. Tonight's ladies' night and you'll be the only lady.
Sabrina, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Sabrina, it's okay. It's Aunt Hilda.
Is it over?
There's only one way to be sure.
No.
Oh, very good. So how do you feel?
Like I want pancakes. But I guess that's how I'm always gonna feel. I'll just have to take it one day at a time.
I'm so proud of you.
I should start getting my life back together. I'm off to the mall.
Not so fast. If Aunt Zelda were here, she'd give you some kind of parental lecture, but because she's still waiting for me to save her, I'll have to fill in. Sabrina, you...
should listen to you guys and trust your advice.
Right. And...
realize that it's easier to solve problems when I ask for help.
Exactly. And always...
know that my family is there for me.
Right! Man, I am good.
Sabrina, Hilda, come quick.
I guess it's time to put chains on this hamper.
Hilda, you escaped.
How did you get out? I mean, out.
I was sitting there waiting for you in that awful saloon when...
Now, right wing, he's got a man open crossing the blue line. You looking for a shot?
I don't know how many of you are familiar with Swan Lake, but Gelton... thing I know, I was being tossed across the border. But Sabrina, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. And Hilda helped me through it.
Oh, well, I'm glad Hilda helped someone.
I'm just glad not to be hallucinating anymore. Oh, hi, Mrs. M.
Who is she talking to?
I was... she was... oh.
Hard day.
Lots of sugar.
You know what, Charlie? You're my only friend. You're my only friend in the whole wide world.
Salem, how many catnip Mai Tais have you had?
Was it to you?
Salem, this has gone too far. Your litter box is a mess. You can't keep your cat food down. You owe money to pet stores all over town. You have to admit you've become powerless over catnip, that your life has become unmanageable.
You know what, Sabrina? You're my only friend in this whole wide world.
Oh. Hey, let's get you home before you start singing show tunes.
My mother was a saint. I can take anyone in this place. Come on.